Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. The morning shift rolls on here on this Wednesday morning. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the ride in or out, wherever you're headed, out there on 285, 85, 75, 20. I don't even care. Just get your coffee and you get your engines revved. It's hump day, like Dylan likes to talk about. A little bit let down last night, right? I think we all were, about Spencer Strider.
We were just so excited.
Yeah. I was like, I was doing the recycler yesterday. I'm like, oh, Quadzilla back on the bump. Can't wait. And it's my own fault, like, that I was let down. I mentioned it earlier. Like, I built this momentous occasion up because we all expect things from Spencer Strider. And he was okay. Mm-hmm. He wasn't awful. But, you know, we all just kind of had that. And I don't remember which one of y'all said. It's like that womp, womp, womp.
Yeah.
Feeling. Womp, we're like, womp. Oh, man, like, that wasn't what I thought it was going to be. But nonetheless, he does struggle a little bit. Velocity down. I don't know if that's. And we're going to get into this conversation. I don't know that that's a – like, do you think that's by design? We talked about Chris Sale doing that, how he's like, man, I can't last max effort just 100 pitches, you know, for 30, 35 outings a year. I can't do that. I've got to, you know, kind of pick my spots when it comes to velocity. But just a little bit down, gives up the home run on 95 in the middle of the plate. And, you know, they made a couple of nice hits on a couple of sliders early in the first inning.
The home run really frustrated me, the approach of the at-bat by Strider. Because you miss three pitches, okay, and then you're going to throw a strike, but you throw 95 right down the middle. I think the point for me is, why not rear back there and throw 98, 97? Mm-hmm. Why not put, if you're going to throw, or throw something, maybe not down, I mean, maybe he mislocated it, and he didn't want to throw it right down the freaking pipe. But that was just such an obvious, like, well, it's a 3-0 count.
Yeah.
They gave him the green light, and he sat on a fastball down the middle at 95 miles an hour, and that's what you gave him.
That was a tater.
And so I was just like, what are we doing? I felt like he was Strider. Was nibbling at times.
Yeah. Was that the moment you sent the group chat the whelp message?
Welp. I literally, I've read it like that. Welp.
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 No, it was. That ain't good. No, it was actually, the whelp was after he gave up like four straight singles and allowed three runs to plate. And I was just like, well, I mean, my guy Elder could have done that. And you guys, if had Elder, had Elder, this is why. I get so frustrated. I get that Strider is coming back and everything. And I'm not worried. No, I'm not worried. I'm not freaking out. I'm not going to jump on him. I'm not going to tweet out the sky's falling like some. But this is why I get so frustrated when people do that when Elder has a bad first inning, right? And who's a guy that's trying to get his career back on track. And I think he has. And Alex Anthopoulos, who joined the Steakhouse, I know we're going to get some cuts from other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But Alex basically said that. Look, when he talked about Cincinnati, he's like, he's different now. This is a different place. He's in a different – he has turned his career around, and he'll be back up. But is that when people freak out, but it's like, okay, if you're going to freak out about Elder, you might as well freak out about everybody.
Yeah.
They're Major League Baseball players.
They are, and it's all about, again, your expectations. What are your expectations for Bryce Elder? Spencer Strider has pretty high expectations for himself, and if you need any good news from last night, he sounds like he knows what needs to happen.
I mean, I'm pretty well aware of some things that I need to improve upon from a movement standpoint. So trying to use stuff to help track the progress and direct the work, you know, and then the specific methods and drills and things like that kind of come as a result of some of the evaluation and the analysis.
It's strange because obviously these guys take on a persona in your brain. And like I have, like I'm just like the drills that I'm picturing for Spencer Strider are absolutely hilarious. Like there's just like if Chris Sale was like, I'm going to go out and do drills, I'd be like, what drills are you doing? But Spencer Strider, I'm just like two cones and there's a tennis ball going side to side, you know, and he's just eating it up, just getting his quads right, getting his butt to the ground and sliding back. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm just like, yeah, I absolutely trust that guy to go do drills. He's got that crazy look in his eye.
I actually trust Chris Sale's drills more. Because
really?
You know, it's more like the Tom Emanski thing. It's some kind of it's something that's like old school real baseball. But to your point, I think you're onto something, but it's like a furtherment of me, is I don't see Strider doing anything but like squats or maybe like some leg press or – you know, like maybe
he's like Ivan Drago and Rocky IV.
Yeah,
like, he's in the laboratory.
But I don't think he does anything but legs. I think he's like, you know, he's a guy that you go, hey man, you know, like every day is not chest day, right?
You're I don't
like,
know. Oh, really? I just picture him with the Trevor Bauer approach, where he's just like launching balls at like long tossing the day after a start. You know, that goes against every scientific thing we say. Just throwing 5-pound baseballs, and you're like, dude, that's not good. There's no way that's good for you.
If I go the rest of my life without seeing that name ever tweeted again,
I know. But what about Trevor Bauer?
Yeah, it's
dude,
like
godly.
It's like
guy's not Roger Clemens,
dude. If we found out today that Matt Olson was done for the year, some guy would say, sign Trevor Bauer.
It's Trevor Bauer time.
And like, what? I'm sorry. What?
Time for the Bauer hour.
I don't have anything to do with the other.
All right, so I do want to talk about this. We talked about this a little bit earlier. Alex Anthopoulos did join the Steakhouse yesterday, and while all the focus was on Spencer Strider getting back on the bump last night, Alex Anthopoulos was asked about, hey, man, what's the concern level about your closer, Raisel Iglesias?
Not at all, and I know I'm supposed to say that. I wouldn't come out and say it. And I will tell you why. You know, the one thing that the fans all see is when guys actually pitch in a game. We monitor and track how much they're up in the bullpen, right? And those, when you're up and you're, you know, we call it being up and hot and getting hot, getting ready to get into the game. That's something, right? It's not this equivalent of an appearance, but, you know, I've had some guys tell me that's the equivalent of half of an appearance. I've had other guys tell me it's 3/4 of an appearance. Some guys will get up twice and not get in a game, and that could be viewed as an appearance. So he's been up a lot. That's not a criticism. He's always available. There's no issues with his health. We've played a lot of tight games. You know, those are the moves Snit needed to make, and it happens. But I think some of the rough outings have been on the tail end of he's been worked hard. And again, that's not a knock. He's available. We signed off. Everyone knows before we all sign off on guys being available. So I'm right there as a part of it. But that's where some of the rough outings have occurred.
I also think it's interesting, too, and I want to get right back to this. Alex Anthopoulos was asked, look, man, why do you feel so good about where he's at in his pitching?
He's given up an abnormally high rate of home runs, and that's normally not a skill unless you're throwing 80 miles an hour or you lob the ball in there. You know, he's given up, or he was at the time, close to 10% home run rate, and normally for his career he's probably around 3. He was below 2 a year ago, but even his career high was about 4%, so more than half. So those are all things that over time are going to balance out. Now, it's hard to watch because he's coming in when the game's on the line and they hurt. Look, we had the game where Allen's, to me, as good a defensive player as we're going to find in the game. He makes an error behind him. There's a ball.
So the biggest takeaway is, look, he's given up runs in 4 of his last 5 outings. It is what it is, but it doesn't sound like anybody's cause for concern.
The home run thing is fine. I get it. I know the numbers part of it. I think he's
fly
right.
Ball rate.
I actually think everything he's telling you is something he believes in and is accurate. I think he believes in it, and I think there's some truth to everything he's telling you. I don't think it does the organization. I don't think it does Snitker or Iglesias or AA, for that matter, any good bringing up the warming up stuff. And I think that it's true. Hold on. Got an alert at home, apparently. Yeah. I think there's some truth to it. That's the owlet that goes on the baby's leg, foot. So she's up. Anyways, I think there's a lot of truth to it. But it doesn't think it helps the fan hearing that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's one of those things where you don't want to know how the sausage is made. You just want to see it put on your plate. And you just say, look, we've had some struggles. We're working with him. We're trying to keep make sure, blah, blah, blah. Don't tell me that I can't, that if he warms up and doesn't come in a game, I can't use him the next day.
Right,
right. Well, I think so.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sometimes the attitude towards listening to someone like Snicker or Alex Anthopoulos is I want to see through what they're saying. Like, I
want
to see.
Right, I want the tidbit.
Right, right, right. Yeah. I want to see through it. Well, I just take it at face value, and that just made me feel a lot better about Rysel, because that's my guy.
Right.
And I know a lot of people were wavering a little bit on him, but I feel pretty tempered about it.
Yeah, and look, and this is the way I'm framing it. I'm not concerned about Iglesias, the pitcher, like, long term. But I think that we've all seen that you deal with these shooting stars that are relievers in professional baseball, right? Mm-hmm. It's like getting good, getting hot, man, really elite for like 2 or 3 years. And then it's like nobody's really elite over the whole, you know, unless you're Mariano Rivera, you're not elite as a closer over the course of your entire career. You go back and forth. Some guys are starters, then they're elite relievers. Some guys are great for 5 years and then they fall off. And we've been talking about Craig Kimbrell. There's a reason that he's been gone for, what, 8 years at this point, mm-hmm. right? So I think that's where I'm at. My question would be moving forward is, do you make a move? Like, if you look at yourself as a team in the late June and you say, man, this closer is going to be available, would Rysel do better in a setup role? Like, is he a guy that might be better suited for the eighth inning in terms of what he is this year? And listening to Alex Anthopoulos, it doesn't sound like he envisions that being an issue as we move throughout the season.
Oh, I disagree. I think that they'll absolutely upgrade back there if they could. I mean, they had Will Smith.
They'd take Iglesias out of the closer role?
Probably not, but would it hurt to have a guy that could pitch the eighth? Like remember, in the way you got Rysel Iglesias, you already had a closer when you did it.
Yeah, good point.
And so, no, I don't. I think you ended up trading Will Smith at some point around that time frame, but no, why not? You're strengthening the bullpen. You're probably your biggest weakness is you don't have a 7, 8, 9, 3 guys that you can 100% count on every time. So there's no loyalty there. You'll go get another guy.
It is funny, too, how closers always become this beloved member of the team. Like, yeah. they take on their own persona.
They do.
We've all seen the Edwin Diaz and Mets with the trumpet player bringing him in.
It's yes!
Kimbrel used to have the video boards with the flames going, and you're like, dude, this wow thing. You're like, yes.
Well, dude,
yes.
Smoltz came out to Thunderstruck.
Yes.
I mean, it was, like, electric. I mean, there was nothing like when that happened. But that's it. That's that's like the most pro wrestling thing you have is a closer. You know, in baseball,
it's like
the
blooper.
Most.
Yeah, blooper. Blooper does is run in with the flag. It's like, oh, can't wait for blooper.
Yeah.
it's like watching Bama come out of the tunnel. They play Thunderstruck. And every college has this where it's like, dude, you know, Sandstorm or whatever, Metallica. You're like, yes, dude, here comes Raisel Iglesias.
They know how to play on our can't emotions. Wait.
It would make me sad if, you know, if all of a sudden he was relegated to eighth inning duties. But I'm going to tell you right now, he keeps up giving taters. We're going to have issues. So it is what it is.
I'm just upset that Raisel Iglesias' come out song or walk out song is not like us. I think you should change that pronto. Might be part of the reason
Dylan,
that we struggle.
Dylan,
I'm just glad you did that
Dylan,
for Top 5 Tuesday.
You got to get over it, man.
Never getting over it.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.